WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know that feeling when you stumble over your words in a meeting, or maybe trip up during a casual conversation? It's like our inner critic jumps into overdrive, leaving us feeling embarrassed and doubting ourselves. But what if I told you there's a superpower waiting to be unlocked, one that can help you navigate those moments with grace and ease? That superpower is self-compassion. Today, we're diving deep into the world of self-compassion because it's not just about being nice to yourself. It's the secret ingredient to unlocking genuine confidence. Imagine this. You make a mistake at work, but instead of berating yourself, you offer a gentle reminder that everyone messes up sometimes. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment and treat yourself with the same kindness you'd extend to a good friend. That's self-compassion in action, and trust me, it can change your life. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate this powerful inner strength. First, recognize that perfection is an illusion. We all have flaws, we all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Letting go of this unrealistic expectation allows us to breathe a little easier and accept ourselves for who we truly are. Remember that time you tried baking that fancy cake and ended up with more batter on your face than in the pan? Yeah, everyone has those moments. Second, practice mindfulness. Paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment is crucial. When those negative self-talk spirals start, simply observe them like clouds passing by. Don't engage with them, just acknowledge their presence and let them drift away. Think of it as mental decluttering. You're making space for positive thoughts to shine through. Third, cultivate a sense of gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and boost your self-worth. It could be anything from that perfectly brewed cup of coffee to a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Remember those moments that make you smile, even if it's just for a few seconds. Fourth, treat yourself with kindness. Ever notice how we tend to be more critical of ourselves than we are of others? Break that habit. Offer yourself the same understanding and compassion you would extend to a loved one going through a tough time. Remember, you deserve it. And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Don't let failures define you. Learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Think of those challenging experiences as stepping stones on your path to success. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who's been struggling with stage fright. She constantly compares herself to other performers, drowning in self-doubt. But then she starts practicing self-compassion. She acknowledges her fears without judgment, focuses on the joy of making music, and treats herself with kindness even when things don't go perfectly. Gradually, her confidence blossoms, and she begins to shine on stage. Self-compassion becomes her secret weapon, allowing her to embrace her vulnerability and unleash her true potential. Remember, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice, but the rewards are immense. When you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, you open the door to genuine confidence and unlock the power within. So, what's one small step you can take today to cultivate more self-compassion? Maybe it's writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or offering yourself a little extra grace when you make a mistake. Remember, even tiny acts of kindness towards yourself can have a ripple effect, transforming your relationships, your career, and ultimately, your life. Keep practicing, keep growing, and stay confident. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Social Confidence, where we'll explore more strategies for building unshakable charisma and connection. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-love. Until then, stay awesome and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.